Question 9. Why have artists in particular been attracted to the Devil's Bridge site? By the 17th century, many painters, poets, writers, and musicians had become concerned with the search for the sublime, a term which has been used to mean aspects of nature, art, buildings, language, style, or other cultural artefacts that were raised aloft, even exalted. Particularly from the 19th century onwards, the scenery and atmosphere at Devil's Bridge provided many artists with the challenge of representing the sublime in a landscape context, and attempts were made to provoke the sensation that people experience when they are overawed, terrified, or at a loss for words. For example, some of the lines in Wordsworth's 1824 poem can be seen as attempts to evoke the sublime. "There I seem to stand, as in life's morn, permitted to behold, from the dread chasm, woods climbing above woods." For those undertaking modern-day cultural activities at Devil's Bridge, the search for the sublime may be less of a conscious desire, but there is little doubt that many people continue to be attracted and inspired artistically by the landscape. What particular elements do you think might have contributed to perceptions of the sublime nature of the Devil's Bridge landscape? Is there anything about the landscape that particularly inspires you? Question 10. What can past cultural activities tell us about landscape experiences and change? Examples of past cultural activities are valuable not only because they provide insights into how human responses to landscapes have changed over time, but also because they can provide a historical archive that records snapshots of the landscape at different points in time. For instance, comparisons can be made between George Borrow's mid-19th century descriptions and the present-day conditions at the site. One of Borrow's passages reads, "Below you now is a frightful cavity, at the bottom of which the waters of the Monks River whirl, boil and hiss in a horrid pot or cauldron, in a manner truly tremendous." Comparisons can also be made between sequences of photographs taken through time. In particular, early photographs of the waterfalls taken by pioneers such as Francis Bedford can be compared to more recent photographs of the same spot. This can inform our scientific understanding of the characteristic rates of waterfall development, in many cases supporting other lines of evidence that indicate that significant changes are taking place only slowly.
This is the end of the audio trail, and we hope that you have enjoyed it. The study of rivers, waterfalls and potholes forms part of the subject of geomorphology, a science that studies the origin and development of landforms and how those landforms combine to form landscapes. The colour brochure that accompanies this audio trail provides a list of additional resources that explain the essential basis of geomorphology, including books, brochures and websites. This audio trail was prepared by Sianed Llewellyn, Howell Griffiths and Stephen Tuth from the Department of Geography and Earth Sciences at Aberystwyth University. A Welsh language version of the audio trail is also available. The Joy Welsh Educational Charitable Trust is thanked for providing funding that acted as a stimulus for investigation of the Devil's Bridge landscape. The audio trail was developed with the support of funding from the British Society for Geomorphology.